This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is The Alex Jones Show. It is Sunday, January 14th, 2018. Wow, here we are. Filling in for Alex Jones, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Today we actually do have stacks of news, if you can believe it or not, on a Sunday. Stacks of news today. I've got all kinds of fake news story. MSNBC gets hit with fake news. Wall Street Journal gets hit with fake news. You've got a mob of socialists freaking out and destroying a retail store over a hoodie that H&M put out. We'll be covering that. More crap hole, I guess you could say, backlash that really is just making the left look bad again, just like everything else. It just continues to make the left look bad. Senator Snowflake, that's Jeff Flake, compares Trump to Stalin. You can't make that kind of stuff up. You've got liberal judges trying to overrule the mandate from the American people, and they continue to process DACA renewal. So all kinds of news, other news that we're going to be covering today, all kinds of video clips. The Democrats keep calling Trump a racist, even though, I mean, it's just like, why do I even have to cover this? These people are insane. And yet they say Trump is mentally unfit. But here's what the focus of today's show is going to be about. Obviously, the big news over the weekend was the false alarm in Hawaii, where the emergency alert system sends out a message saying there's an incoming ballistic missile. It was fake news. They're trying to make light of this. Oh, someone just pushed the wrong button. Yes, it was just an innocent mistake. Well, no, that's not really possible. There's so much, well, like backups and different buttons you have to, I mean, this is a very complex system. It was definitely not a mistake. That's what they're trying to say. And of course, if you listen to Alex Jones last night on the Fireside Chat, he was breaking it all down. A deep state, another coup against President Trump with the fake alert of an incoming ballistic missile. But I predict, just like everything else that's been waged against Trump in the form of fake news, this will once again backlash and backfire on the deep state as an investigation has been launched into what happened. But we're going to open up the phone lines today specifically for callers in Hawaii. If you are from Hawaii and actually experienced this firsthand, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. If you're from Hawaii and you experienced the false alarm firsthand, please call in. Let's get your take on it. Here's the video from the news of the crazy scene in Hawaii.
They quite literally crawled into manholes and into basements. People here in Hawaii scared to death, panicked, in fact, over what happened at 8:05. In fact, you don't have to go far to find people that are more than happy to tell you their story because they now feel a sense of relief.
It was horrifying. I came across on our phones that there was a missile that was going to hit, and nobody knew what to do. It was absolutely horrifying.
What did you do?
Yeah, and just imagine everyone's phones buzzing at the same time, much like when you get an Amber Alert. There's the people running around when they get their alerts. 20 minutes long before people. Yeah.
Filled up fields of water and I filled up the bathtub just so we.
Yeah. How about that? It took 30 minutes for them to correct this mistake. Why didn't they? When they sent out the fake message of the ballistic missile, why didn't they immediately send out one saying false alarm? How about that? Think about that. That took 30 minutes.
She said, I want to be here just in case it happens. And it was really sad.
A missile, ballistic missile had been launched. Take cover.
And this is not a hoax.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill.
A handful of minutes later, it came up.
Okay, so there you go. There's the scenes. There's some of the reports on that. Again, it took them 30 minutes to correct themselves. So today, I want to open up the phone lines to Hawaiians that experienced this firsthand. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-ALEX. What was it like in Hawaii to experience this? We're going to talk more about this. And do you think this was a deep state attack to embarrass President Trump, and will it backfire?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So it is January 14th, 2018. Filling in for Alex Jones, I'm Owen Schroyer. It is a Sunday here. And the big news over the weekend was a fake missile alert, an emergency alert, using the emergency alert system, goes out to people in Hawaii saying that there is an incoming ballistic missile. This is not a drill. Seek shelter immediately. It took them 30 minutes to correct this mistake. People were running around like crazy, not sure what to do. Can you blame them? And then we find out it was fake news, and they say somebody just pushed the wrong button, but that is a blatant lie. If you listen to Alex Jones' fireside chat last night on the Real Alex Jones channel on YouTube, it talks about how the deep state is, of course, initiating a coup against President Trump and how this was part of it, issuing this false alert in order to embarrass President Trump. Well, guess what? Now Ajit Pai has announced that he's going to launch an investigation into this with the FCC. So will we get to the bottom of this? Was this an attack against President Trump to make him look bad? Is it even possible that it was a mistake? No. So what is behind this? We will find out. But if this was truly another deep state attack against President Trump, guess what? It's going to backfire just like the rest of them. So here's what I said in the first segment, and I will say it again. We want to open up the calls, the phone lines here today for callers in Hawaii. What was it like for you on the ground? Do you think this was part of the deep state coup against President Trump? And what do you think needs to be done? So those are the questions I have, and I really want to listen to what people thought about this from Hawaii who experienced this firsthand. So 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-ALEX. Specifically, I want to hear from people in Hawaii. What was it like? Do you think it was part of a coup against President Trump to make him look bad? And what do you think the backlash for this will be? So we're going to start to aggregate your calls here. In the meantime, I do actually have stacks of news to get to. So while we get your calls ready, why don't I go ahead and get into some of this news here today? I'll just go right through this stack of kind of just random news that I have assorted here. Now, on Friday, President Trump held a press conference honoring Martin Luther King, and you had Martin Luther King Jr.'s family there. You had a number of other African Americans there. You had Mike Pence there. You had Katrina Pearson there. It was a good gathering, a lot of smiles. People were happy, very cordial. He honors Martin Luther King. He talks about the greatness of what Martin Luther King did. And then immediately after that, you have the liberal media saying, Trump, are you racist? Trump, are you racist? Well, what more can President Trump do to prove he's not racist? And so then you have April Ryan saying Trump is racist. And in fact, let's go ahead and just go to this clip right now, guys. Alveda King reacts to Trump being called a racist. So here's Trump in the White House on Friday after the meeting. Are you racist, Trump? Mr. President, are you racist?
Are you a racist? Well, more media backlash over President Trump's comments about...
Yeah, look at how racist he is bringing all of these African Americans to the White House. I mean, unbelievable. Look at the black unemployment is at record lows. What a racist.
Real racism at home, certainly, and throughout...
So now here's Alveda King.
And made real change. What is it when everything is racist, when that is the word now that everybody paints everything with that they don't like, does nothing become racist? Does it in some way sort of cheapen what your uncle fought so much to defend against and to stop?
Well, I believe Rachel just put it best. And by the way, good morning,
everyone. Good morning.
Fox and Friends, thank you for being on it with real news and not fake news.
Ooh,
so to answer your question, absolutely. Racism is just a word that's being bandied and thrown about and thrown at the president, in my opinion, unjustly. President Trump is not a racist. I've been with the president recently.
So now the left is going to disavow the King family. Watch.
Making
No. I'm serious. I bet you can find videos of this clip on Twitter, and all of the radical leftists are saying, oh my gosh, she's a race traitor. This is what they do. These people are sick.
And I'm so glad the president has done it. But what is so outrageous to call a man a racist who continues to acknowledge the significant work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., my uncle, in a positive way?
Yeah, he appoints Jerome Simpson. He appoints Ben Carson. I mean, it's unbelievable, the racism. But this is the great part about it. The beautiful part about this is that the liberal media is destroying itself. It is completely destroying itself. And so if there is a silver lining here, that is the silver lining. And speaking of destroying themselves, Jamie Dimon, or Dimon, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, last week or the week before, he predicted a 4% GDP growth pretty soon. I think if we stay on this path, we'll hit 5% by the year 2020. But he points out Democrats don't have a strong candidate for 2020. Yeah, that's why they're trying to shove Oprah down your throat. Boy, did that fail miserably. And you've got the Women's March coming up next week. Folks, that is going to be an absolute embarrassment for these people. Trust me on that. Cannot wait for that embarrassment. Flu season is shaping up as one of the worst in years, officials say. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with them shoving the flu shot down our throats. You know, President Trump made a comment. They asked, do you ever get a flu shot? He said, no, I don't like putting bad chemicals in my body. That's funny. President Trump has gotten the flu, but... this flu season has been really bad, so that's been a big story. They'll probably try to use that to sell you even more flu shots, that nice concoction of poison. Elon Musk confirms he was at an alleged Silicon Valley sex party until 1 a.m., and that's when he left. Now, this is actually an interesting story. We had essentially our QAnon call into the Alex Jones Show 2 weeks ago and talk about how Elon Musk is a patriot. I've always liked Elon Musk. Obviously, he's an innovator. He's a genius. He might have some liberal politics, but there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're fair. And so now, was this an attempt to blackmail Elon Musk? Was this an attempt to invite him to one of these parties, and then next thing you know, you wind up passed out in a room with, let's just say, someone or something you don't want to be in a room with? Little blackmail attempt against the patriot Elon Musk? Interesting story there. Glad Elon Musk is smarter than to fall for that. Speaking of being, well, not smart and falling for it, Mitt Romney has confirmed, that's what the reports are saying, he's going to run. Of course, Roger Stone had that report, actually, I believe months ago. And so now the narrative is, will he run as a Trump friend or a Trump foe? Well, he's only got one option, and that's a Trump foe. Nobody's going to believe Mitt Romney is a friend of Trump after he betrayed him during the election cycle. You know, how do you explain something like this? Doctors warn teens against Tide Pod Challenge. So there's this, I guess it's like a laundry detergent. It's a Tide Pod, and teens are ingesting this. It's the Tide Pod Challenge. So, wow. Doctors are warning teens it's bad for their health. Oh, my God. Shocking. Ingesting laundry detergent is bad for my health? Oh, thank God the doctor told me that. I had no idea. What is wrong with these teenagers? Good night. Yeah, Tide is reminding us with an Rob Gronkowski, night not to eat your Tide Pod. Thanks, Tide. I think you already put that as a disclaimer on the side of your container there, but I guess teenagers can't read. Thanks, liberal indoctrinating public education. Thanks, public education. Teenagers are so smart now, they try to ingest Tide. SNL opens hits, Morning Joe, Bannon, Fire and Fury book. Now, this is actually great. If SNL actually made fun of the crazies in media, like the Keith Olbermans, the Mika Brzezinskis, the Joe Scarboroughs, the Don Lemons, that would actually be funny and raise their ratings. Let's see if they get the message and do it. That's something that would actually be funny. Crazy Mika? I mean, come on, that's good entertainment. All right, your calls from Hawaii on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. He will be back tomorrow hosting the Alex Jones Show, as usual, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And at this time, we are going to go to the phone line. Specifically, we're going to hear from people in Hawaii that experienced the false alarm missile notification telling you it's not a drill and to shelter in place immediately. So we want to go right to your calls to figure out what your experience was like. Do you think this was an effort by the deep state as part of the coup to embarrass President Trump? And what do you think the backlash for this will be, should we find out that's the case? Let's start with Mary in Hawaii. Go ahead.
Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. My name is Mary, and I'm calling you from Hilo, Hawaii. And this is a really horrible thing that happened yesterday. I believe that the governor is guilty of Title 50 violation, 841 and 842 of the United States Code.
And what's the name of that governor again?
David Ige.
Governor David Ige.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a planned attack. The governor's been having a lot of problems this last week because I've been on them. Somebody served some false foreclosure papers against me in 17-1-0366. So I've been in contact with the U.S. attorney, and this was their reaction to it. And Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she jumped on there, and she blamed Trump. And they were playing chicken. You see, they were trying to start World War III so that Governor Ige could stand up again and be the governor. Right now, his hands are tied.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard, because a couple weeks ago, I've always felt that Tulsi Gabbard was a fair-minded person, obviously differing ideologies and politics from me, a conservative. She's obviously a liberal, but I always felt that she was fair. But I felt that last week, after seeing some of her tweets and then seeing some of the things she was saying on TV, and then she goes on Tucker Carlson, and she's got this new hairdo that she has, like, literally like a new witch hairdo. It's really, really strange. I've never thought Tulsi Gabbard was the enemy, but now I'm actually looking at Tulsi Gabbard, and I get a weird, strange feeling that she's gone to the dark side.
Well, she's a Hindi, and, you know, she backs what she backs. She's very much the kind of Democrat she is, you know, she's...
But doesn't that just show you, though? See, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't that just show you the reaction from these people like Tulsi Gabbard? Well, this just shows we have to negotiate with North Korea. We need to, you know, President Trump's the bad guy. Wait a second. President Trump is the one that was negotiating with North Korea. President Trump is the one that got North Korea to the table with South Korea. But that's what I'm saying. See, they project that it's them. That's what they do. They think that they can trick us. Oh, well, this is an innocent mistake. Someone pushed the wrong button. But this is Trump's fault. I mean, we need to use this to go after Trump.
They were playing chicken. They were trying to start World War III.
So you think that that's the backlash here? You think that this is a deep state coup playing chicken with North Korea to try to start World War III?
I think it's a Brian Schatz coup. I think it's a Tulsi Gabbard coup. I think it's a Mazie Hirono coup.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you don't have to dig far in the deep state, man. Go look at the Hawaii Supreme Court. You go look at what they're doing right now, man. These people are in panic. These people are in absolute panic, and they can't even sit at their jobs right now. Mayor Harry Kim, Hawaii County, man. I'm telling you, I've been sending letters to Alex Jones, you know. He knows what's going on. And I'm telling you, man, they were playing chicken. They were mad because Trump didn't push the button for them. And well, she came back and blamed Trump. And if you go back through and you take the timeline, man, these people are jerks, man. Stupid, idiot jerks.
Well, and there's certainly no supporters of President Trump and his agenda. Absolutely. And I think that you're...
They're all going to Gitmo, man. They're just a bunch of stupid, race-based idiots.
All right. Great call from Mary in Hawaii. Good stuff.
Aaron, I love you. I love you.
Thank you so much. Great caller there. Mary in Hawaii talking about experiencing that alert. You know, and it'll be interesting to find out if a lot of people in Hawaii feel the same way as her. And you could tell the passion and the lack of patience she has for the leadership down there that has gone fully liberal. But I don't even care. See, that's the thing to me. If you want to have different ideologies, different politics, that's fine. We need that. That's actually what keeps America free from becoming a tyranny, if you want to be perfectly honest. It's that they've gone completely mental, and it's not about liberal ideologies. It's all about removing Trump. It's all about lying to the American public to make Trump look bad. It's not about policy. It's not about common sense. It's not even about reality for these people. 100%. Full throttle, take Trump out no matter what, even if that means selling your soul out, even if that means having no integrity, even if that means treason, even if that means going against common sense, even if that means going against reality. And that's what Mary is talking about when she calls in and voices her disgust towards the leadership in Hawaii. Absolutely correct. Let's go to Gordon, also calling in from Hawaii. Go ahead, Gordon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Gordon, and God bless you guys and all of the InfoWarriors out there.
Well, thank you. You too.
Hey, yeah, yesterday morning was really crazy. My phone just started screaming emergency alert, and when I read it, I couldn't believe it.
What was it like? Were you like, oh my gosh, this is it? Or did you kind of have like an instinctual gut reaction like, wait a second, no?
No, I did not think it was a false alarm.
Wow.
I was absolutely in shock. And I didn't get real scared. I kind of did, I guess. But I went over to the neighbor's house. She hadn't heard about it. And then, boom, her phone went off. And we started figuring out what we were going to do. She's pregnant. And we do have lava tubes around here that you can go into, because I live, we're out in the country here in Mountain View. And I was just thinking, where's the nearest one? I just moved back to Hawaii 5 months ago.
So you were seeking shelter?
Yes. Yeah, but then after...
And how long did it take y'all to realize that it wasn't the real deal?
Well, after about 10, 15 minutes, I already knew that's about how long it would take to get here, that nothing happened.
Wow. You know what? That's a great point. It took them longer to correct the false alarm than it would have for a missile to hit the island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, wow. You don't think that was... let me ask you, do you think that was intentional?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about the entire thing? What about the false alarm? Do you believe that was intentional?
Yes, I do. There's got to be plenty of protocols so that some idiot can't just push a button. And we do have a lot of idiots here. I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many NPR boneheads there are here. But, no, there's plenty of protocols so this can't happen. This is a beta test to test people and their reactions. A lot of people freaked out. I could hear cars racing around.
Wow.
I was way out in the country. No sirens.
Wow, this is why we're taking calls from Hawaii today. Great caller, Gordon. Yeah, it took them longer to correct the mistake than it would have a missile to get there. And were they testing the reaction of the public? Another great question. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, Patriotmatch.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Filling in for Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer here on a Sunday. The big story over the weekend, false alarm goes out in Hawaii, says ballistic missile inbound, seek shelter immediately. It takes them 30 minutes to correct this mistake. That's longer than it would have taken for the missile to actually hit ground. The FCC is launching an investigation into that. We are hearing from the people from Hawaii that had to experience it firsthand. Let's go right back out to the phone lines to Easton, calling in from Hawaii. Easton, what was the experience like for you?
Hey, Owen. It was, I don't know, we had a long night out with the boys the night before, and I'd just been woken up by the missile alert. So
you got woken up early in the morning by the alert?
Yeah, it was like 8.
And you're a little foggy from the night before, and then what are you thinking?
Exactly. And, well, I got my armor plates and, you know, my ammunition and everything ready to go. We had, you know, my boys are all calling me on the phone. All the soldiers are out there, all the info warriors. You know what I mean?
So was there kind of, this is interesting. I haven't really heard anything like this. Are you saying that there was kind of a preparedness response from people that went into action mode?
Yes. Yes, sir.
We saw some of the videos of the shelters and everything.
There's a certain level of preparedness out here. Definitely ex-military, some of our buddies from high school, that kind of thing.
So what do you think this was? Do you think this was an innocent mistake, or was this part of the deep state coup to make Trump look bad?
For me, within minutes, I was on the, you know, on Google looking for an InfoWars, you know.
Right, and that's what Alex was saying in the video last night. Everybody was saying, why aren't you covering it? Why aren't you covering it? So we did the live broadcast. But I want to ask you, Easton, do you think that this was part of the deep state? Do you think this was part of a deep state coup to make Trump look bad, or was this an innocent mistake?
Well, the way that they portrayed it on the news I don't know exactly what he runs, but the guy, Vern Miyagi, came on and took responsibility for his, you know, his section of the State Department or whatever who's running this, was responsible for pressing the wrong button. And they say, it was a non-redundant system, which means you don't need two people to...
Yeah, and our sources are telling us that that's a bunch of BS, but should that even be the case, should be fired and investigated immediately.
Immediately, somebody, because people were sending their kids down the storm drains, people were flying it down the highway to go collect their kids from... practice as well.
Well, I can't even imagine. I mean, you talk about fake news. I mean, this is the antithesis.
Yeah. My mom was ready to load all the food in the car. My boys are calling me saying, I loaded all my crap in the car already, in the truck.
So this is another example. So you agree that this was a conscious effort for whatever the thought process was to make Trump look bad. This was not a mistake.
Yes, this was definitely something to make the country look weak, make the country look unorganized.
Try to make the country scared, like it's all Trump's fault. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Thank you for the call, Easton. Let's keep it in Hawaii. We're taking callers from Hawaii on the false alarm fake news. Let's go to Ed calling in from Hawaii. Ed, what do you think? Was this part of a deep state coup against President Trump?
Absolutely, Owen. Absolutely. I do think that they basically, first of all, there's multiple redundancy. When they're stating that there isn't, it's nonsense. When I first saw the excuse that they pressed the wrong button, I actually fell on the floor laughing. I put out a bunch of tweets just talking about how ridiculous that was. And clearly.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that they think that the public is so stupid that they would fall for that?
Yeah, no, they do actually do things.
Oh, there's just it was just a button. We just hit the wrong button. Oh, okay. No.
The response from social media was actually outstanding. I'm very proud of people on social media for realizing how ridiculous the excuse.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly, Ed. You're not pulling the wool over America's eyes anymore. The deep state is exposing themselves, man. They are going full throttle. They don't even care if they do it so obvious. They don't even care if they're so obvious in their coup against Trump, in their fake news. This is unbelievable.
Now, the person that they're going to trot out, the civil employee they're going to trot out as the person who, quote-unquote, pushed the button, is who's going to potentially cop to this lie. We need to investigate his bank accounts, potential offshore bank accounts, because that's where we are in our country right now.
Yeah, and that's not the FCC's purview. So the FCC can do their investigation, but I don't see how the FCC gets bank account records.
No, they won't. So what we need is 8chan and 4chan to focus like a laser beam on the supposed button pusher and find out everything that we can from public records about this person. This is where we are in our country. Whatever a patsy is put forth, you must investigate.
Isn't that amazing? Just like the Vegas shooting that we're going to be covering more in the second hour today, Laura Loomer is going to be joining me to talk about the recent developments there. Yeah, just like the Las Vegas shooting where the FBI gives us nothing. If it wasn't for independent researchers on the internet, we wouldn't know anything about Stephen Paddock. In fact, independent researchers on the internet forced the police and the FBI to change their narrative, including Laura Loomer. So we're going to be talking about that later. So, but it's the same thing with this deal. Oh, we just had someone push the button. Oh, just believe that. No, we're not idiots. That's a lie. Okay, well, here's our sacrificial lamb. Here's the guy to blame. Let's get the FCC will investigate that. Well, let's get the FCC. Let's get the CIA. Let's get the FBI. Let's get the IRS. I mean, let's figure out what was really behind this.
Absolutely. And I want to make a shout out to all Hawaiian residents that I actually, in all honesty, did not react at all to the alarm. Because I'd already looked into, I live on Maui, so I looked into the effects of a bomb blast in Honolulu or, you know, Pearl Harbor, because that's the military target. There's no targets on Maui. And there's actually a website that you can go and see what the blast radius of the biggest bomb known to man. It's called the Russian Tsar bomb. Maui's 119 miles away from Honolulu. It wouldn't even come close. So even if this was real, I didn't react. I finished eating my breakfast in the restaurant. Drove home. People were flying by me at 100 miles an hour, and my heart rate didn't skip. So that's the power of information. You need to know.
Yeah, and I also believe, too, that you just have a gut instinct when you see something like that. Your gut. I mean, if there was I believe that there is an extra spiritual, metaphysical thing. I mean, if there was actually a missile coming down on you, you would feel it in your gut. I mean, I really do believe that.
I didn't feel it at all, Owen. I mean, with the knowledge of the fact that I knew the bomb radius wouldn't come anywhere close to Maui. To be quite honest, I didn't believe it was actually a real threat.
I just want to be clear. In no way, shape, or form am I trying to insult someone that was freaking out. Because, trust me, I mean, you get that alert on your phone, you got a family, you got kids, you know, I mean, you know, absolutely, you have every right to freak out. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know. I just really feel like I'm in tune with the force right now, if you will. And I think that most Americans are now getting in tune with that, and they would feel it. I mean, you know, you would feel that.
Yeah, Owen, I'm a very high informational person, so like yourself, if you were here with me, you wouldn't have freaked out either. But,
hey, let me ask you a question. The crew is actually wondering this, and this is a good question because I haven't heard it addressed. Were there actually sounds of alarms going off, like bomb raid sirens going off?
Nope. There were no raid sirens at all. In fact, Maui has a system. They test it the first of every month. I hear the sirens at noon, the first of every month. No sirens. Nothing went off here.
Wow. So that means that that's probably a separation of communication there between whoever has those sirens, their hand on that button, if you will, and then the button on the emergency alert system. So obviously they weren't coordinated. So this was clearly to me, and all of our callers from Hawaii would agree, this is a deep state coup against President Trump. Our sources were telling Alex Jones the same thing last night. He did a live broadcast on the Alex Jones channel. This is just yet another attempt of the deep state coup against President Trump to make him look bad. In fact, guys, can you pull up the official emergency alert real quick before break? I've lost my clock here. You blocked it out. But I want to try to see this one more time before break. Did the emergency alert even say North Korea in it? You guys have it? It didn't say North Korea. See, to me, that was also intentional. Leave out North Korea, because you put North Korea in, people might not take it as seriously because North Korea is...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition.
tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, we've been taking your calls from Hawaii. We will continue that later on in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Laura Loomer at the top of the second hour to discuss the latest developments in the Las Vegas shooting. Still no narrative, more questions as the days go by. But that story just gets dropped from the news. In the meantime, though, I need to knock out a stack of this news. So let's just hammer this out. So Senator Jeff Snowflake from Snowflake, Arizona. He's been anti-Trump. He's such a failed politician, he has to step down after his term. And now he's comparing Trump to Stalin. Now, this is actually funny to me because you've got all of these leftists that are comparing Trump to Hitler, comparing Trump to these communist dictators. He's such a bad guy. He's an authoritarian. And a part of me kind of wishes they were right. A part of me kind of wishes that Senator Jeff Snowflake was right, that Trump was like Stalin. You know why? Because you know where Jeff Flake would be? In a gulag. Okay? In jail. So before you want to call Trump Stalin-esque, let's remember what Stalin would do to his critics. And then maybe Trump should take a page out of Stalin's notebook and say, okay, Flake, you want to compare me to Stalin? I'll treat you like Stalin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you in the gulag. But Stalin's already, Jeff Flake is already going. Stalin Snowflake from Arizona is actually already removing himself from the government. He's such a failed politician, he has to step down. Speaking of failed politicians, however, this one just keeps getting louder. You just put a new wig on her and her volume gets turned up. Maxine Waters meltdown. Impeach Trump for name-calling and disrespect of women. Well, I'll be... I didn't realize that you could be impeached for name-calling. I didn't realize that you could be impeached for disrespecting women. Maybe we should ask Bill Clinton about that. But Mad Maxine, just put a new wig on her, turn the volume up, and she'll shout impeach at whatever platform you give to her. You're going to have to point her in the right direction. You know, she's going to need some help. You kind of have to shuffle her out there. She's a little confused. Where am I? Where's the president? This president? President what? Yeah, Maxine, just right over there. See the microphone? Just say impeach 20 times. Okay. This president must be impeached. Okay. All right. Great job, Maxine. Woo! Where's my wig? What does Maxine Waters even do? I've done this before, but I'm telling you, here's a regular day for Maxine Waters. She wakes up. She takes about an hour, 2-3 hours to powder her face, powder her chrome dome. Then she takes about half an hour to straighten her wig out. And then she gets on the floor of the Hill and cries about Trump for an hour. And then she goes out and she does an interview on MSNBC for 20 minutes crying about Trump. And then calls it a day and goes back to wherever she resides. Takes about 2 hours to remove her makeup and then polish her chrome dome before she calls it a night. So that's Maxine Waters, wants to impeach President Trump for name-calling and disrespecting women. Maxine Waters has lost it. MSNBC corrects fake news about Panamanian ambassador. So Mary Emily O'Hara, an MSNBC correspondent, says NBC confirms with the State Department that the U.S. ambassador to Panama, John Feely, has resigned because he no longer feels he can comfortably serve under President Trump. Feely is the first U.S. diplomat to resign over the comments. They had to erase that because it was fake news. Oh, don't you just love it when MSNBC puts out fake news? Hey, if you want to find MSNBC putting out fake news, all you have to do is tune in. It's really that simple. Trump accuses Wall Street Journal of fake news over misquote about Kim Jong-un. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasts them on that. They have the audio tape of it. And, you know, Wall Street Journal to me actually, you know, sometimes they get hit with fake news. Sometimes I think they do good stuff over there. I don't think everyone over there is just unabashedly against Trump. But here you go again, another example of a news story made to make Trump look bad that ends up being total fake news. You know, you think that we do have the audio. Yeah, guys, go ahead and play the audio. This is the White House releasing the audio proving that the Wall Street Journal printed fake news about President Trump.
As you know, I have a great relationship with Prime Minister Abe in Japan. And I probably have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of...
And I'd probably have a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. And then they rephrased it and deleted the I would, essentially saying, oh, yes, I have a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. So they just get caught red-handed in that lie. But it's amazing to me that these media outlets would still be printing fake news about President Trump, tweeting fake news about President Trump, not even a week after he talks about libel laws and making libel laws a lot more resourceful for people that are being libeled against. So just keep printing fake news about President Trump. Please, please keep doing it. Just make him more upset and make him think about making libel a more serious issue. All right, so this is unbelievable. In fact, guys, just roll the B-roll behind me. Breaking video, crazed socialist mobs destroy H&M stores in South Africa over monkey ad. So H&M, the video is rolling behind me. These people are just destroying the store. They're tearing it apart. Look at how peaceful and loving they are. This is so absurd. This is just like the teenagers eating the Tide Pods. You've completely lost your mind. You have completely lost your mind when you're inside a retail store rioting over an ad because it said monkey on a hoodie. What is the big deal? What? Kids like monkeys. Oh my gosh, kids like monkeys. Shocking. Nobody ever has a pet, a little stuffed monkey, you know, when they're young. I remember there were Beanie Babies. I used to have Beanie Baby monkeys. I mean, whatever. So they think the hoodie is insensitive, and so then they go out and they tear the H&M store apart. I thought Floyd Mayweather's response was much better. He just took the hoodie and the kid in the hoodie and just said, black is beautiful on it, instead of coolest monkey in the jungle. Jan, why does it have to be a black thing? If we're all evolved from the same people, if we're all evolved from monkeys, you know, they tell us that we all evolved from monkeys. Apparently, I'm a monkey's uncle here, but I can't wear a hoodie that says coolest monkey in the jungle. And so then these socialists go out and destroy the H&M stores because they're lunatics. But Floyd Mayweather had the right response. He puts out the same thing, and it just says black is beautiful. I thought it was hilarious. A perfect troll. Someone should have done that with white is beautiful just to troll them even harder. They would have gotten so mad. But there they are. Oh, just peacefully responding to the H&M store selling a hoodie that says coolest monkey in the jungle. Wow. So now you've got the liberals projecting crap hole onto Trump Hotel. It's amazing. These people use this exact verbiage, this exact language to describe Trump, insulting him with slurs and curse words. But if he says it, it's a bad thing. And then April Ryan, I mean, she's coming completely unhinged. She says brown people should call airlines and book flights to crap hole countries. Well, why don't you go live in West Africa, April Ryan? Why don't you go live in Haiti, April Ryan? These people are all frauds. Just like global warming. Oh, we're all warming the planet by driving cars. And then they go hop on their jumbo jet, private jumbo jet. Then they go hop on their yacht. Oh, I can't believe Trump said crap hole countries. And then they say Trump's a crap hole. I mean, these are the biggest frauds, but the good news is people are figuring it out. And the other good news is we are defeating the fake news. And it's all possible by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you're hearing about Twitter wanting to censor us, Facebook, Google, YouTube. They're all trying to censor us, folks. But you are our power. You are the force that beats the censorship. You are the shield piercing arrow of their censorship that beats them at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got great specials going on. This is how we're funded, by you, not big banks, not big pharmaceutical companies, not fast food chains. You, the end user, InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of these specials. 50% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12 right now. 50% off Survival Shield X2. Those are game-changing products. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off Alpha Power. I just started taking Alpha Power. That is the real deal, folks. That is the real deal. Check out Alpha Power. Cellforce, 50% off. That's another new product. Two of those products are new. We just introduced them at 50% off, including the new The Real Red Pill. And you've got the latest product at InfoWarsStore.com. Immune Wall. Immune Wall. The latest product at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is at an introductory rate of 25% off. So you make everything possible. We expand. We build new studios. We do more reports on the scene. We hire more people. It's all thanks to you at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. And with your continued support, we will continue to expand to the next level. In the next hour, Laura Loomer joins me. We've got breaking news on the Vegas massacre. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.